All right, we got a few minutes left here. Time for some odds and ends at the end of the show, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Before we get to our odds and ends, Bob in Providence wants to yell at me. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, how do you figure Dan Marino was an underachiever? He had every record in the book when he retired.
Oh, yeah. How is he in the playoffs, Bob? Bob, how is he in the playoffs?
And this Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, they're not even in the same league. You know what he would throw for in this with these rules? He'd throw for 6,000 a year.
Great. And how many championships
Brady,
would he
Brady
win?
Brady can't hold his jock when it comes to being a talented quarterback.
Don Brady can't hold Dan Marino's jock, Bob?
It's a good call.
No, he can't. Marino's the best quarterback ever to play the game.
Dan Marino was a choking dog. A choking dog in the playoffs. He choked against the Bills. He choked against everybody. He was a choker. He only made one Super Bowl appearance, Bob. Only one Super Bowl appearance.
Half a defense.
Yeah, in the regular season. Good for him. He was good in the regular season. Then he'd go to the playoffs, and he choked every year. He was an interception machine. Yep. And you know that because you watched
him. You know what he would throw for? The greatest quarterback of all time. It's far from Tom Brady.
I don't give a rat's ass how many yards he would have thrown for. I really don't care because he would have choked in the playoffs like he did every year. Every year. One Super Bowl appearance every other time. He turned into an interception machine in the playoffs. The moment was too big for him, and that's why he never won the big one because he was a choker. That's why. Anything else?
That was I didn't know that was necessarily going to tie into Brady either. I thought maybe he was a big Marino fan. I didn't know.
He's definitely a big Marino
rip Brady. So he's a fan of a thrower of the football because there's no doubt throwing the football, Dan Marino is arguably the greatest of all time. Quick release, absolute cannon.
Marino, in terms of regular season QBs, best ever. I'll even give you that.
But, yeah, that was a good take. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Are we going to have a caller that pushes your buttons every day in odds and ends?
That's up to the callers, not me. I don't know.
Bob, call back anytime.
What do we got for odds and ends today?
So I would like to start off the odds part of odds and ends on my FanDuel app with my same game parlay that I will be rooting for tonight. And it's actually going to be a no sweat one because they got a little offer going if you're a FanDuel. But I got CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown. You like? Mm-hmm. You like it?
I do like that.
Dak Prescott over 225 yards passing.
I don't like that as much, but what? I do. I just feel like that's so risky these days. You know,
it's fine.
200 plus yards, it's risky. But
I feel
go ahead.
He and CD are going to go off and be like, "Oh, we love each other. See the numbers we just put up."
It's so the Giants, so they definitely should.
The Giants think
they should.
Devin Singletary for the Giants, 50 yards. I just need 50, and then old friend Ezekiel Elliott. I need 25 rushing yards from you.
Okay.
Put that
He's
all together.
He's part of a stable with like two other guys.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. But I only need 25. Might be one run.
Not many, yeah.
Plus 523 I'm going home with after that one. So I feel good about my same game parlay. So plus I need a little juice on Thursday night football.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. For my odds and ends, I have a DM that I'd like to read.
Uh-oh.
I don't get a lot of
Somebody
DMs.
Somebody slid into your DMs?
Someone slid into my DMs.
This she
was,
hot?
It was not a she. It was a fella.
Oh.
And he had
That's fine. I watched the Hernandez doc. That's
true.
Fine. That's cool.
Yeah, right. This fella had a real problem with a joke I made last week about Bill Belichick and his young paramour. All right? So this is a...
Well, his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, his regular.
Yeah, his lady.
Yeah.
You know, his younger lady.
Yeah.
And I made some crack about it. I don't even exactly remember what I said, but it really triggered this guy that he DM'd me the following. You ready for this? Arcand, it's time to grow up, pal. I love DMs that start like
pal.
That. Stop criticizing Belichick for dating a 20-something-year-old. Where's the same energy towards Cher, Madonna, Kim Kardashian, Larsa Pippen? Oh, wait, that's right. I forgot. You can't bash a woman type, aren't you? You big baby. That was the first part.
So
there's
I assume
like multi-parts to this.
All of those women are dating really young men? Is that I'm not really familiar with
I don't know. I don't know what any of them are doing. I don't know. I think Kim Kardashian dated Pete Davidson, right? So she was he was younger than her.
Was that like
And I think a lot of people made fun of her for that, by
that
the way, but whatever.
50-something year difference?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, okay.
Larsa Pippen is not that old either. I don't know. Cher and Madonna maybe, but I don't know what they're doing with in their bedrooms. Anyways, it continues. Don't you ever listen to the Greg Hill show?
No.
Just kidding. Listen to it every morning. And all the perverted women teachers having sexual relations with kids. Yes, Arcand, I hate to break it to you, but there are women that love younger guys in this world, but to you, that's okay, right?
No.
Big, big leap he made there. You ever watch porn videos, Arcand?
You want to answer that?
No.
Yes. There are women that do adult films with old guys, so obviously women in this world like older men. Get a clue, bro, and stop being that guy.
I believe those women are being paid.
I got to tell you, I have never been put more in my place than I was by one DM in my life.
It's necessary every
once
in a while.
You know, I've completely rethought all the jokes I've ever made about Belichick and his 50-year younger girlfriend. There are, in fact, women in porn movies who get paid money to do things with old guys.
Yeah.
So you're right, Texter. I apologize. I'm not going to give the Texter's name. I don't think that's relevant.
Wait,
or
he
important.
Gave you his name?
Oh, yeah. I saw who it is. It's the DM on Instagram.
Oh,
I saw who
okay.
it was. Yeah,
now, you think there's a reason behind this real emotional outburst?
It's just all the things and all the jokes and all the snarky remarks I make over the course of a week. And that was the one.
That's why I think.
That sparked a multi-paragraph response.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
This guy is dating a younger woman.
Yeah, or aspires to do that.
Or
maybe.
Wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe has a daughter that is. I feel like there's a very personal tie-in here that made that a very personal, like,
maybe it's Belichick's girlfriend's
trigger,
dad. Something like that.
It feels personal there. Mm. That wasn't just a average listener set off by an insensitive joke.
No.
Because most people just
I'll tell you, I read that thing like 20 times.
I don't want to offend this guy again.
Uh-huh.
Most people are kind of weirded out by the relationship or don't really care for it or don't think it's really right. Now, they're both adults. So they can do whatever the hell
Absolutely.
They want.
Absolutely. But no most one's breaking people, any laws here.
Right. But most people look at it
like
and
some
like,
of those teachers.
Most people do the sideways dog look at that like, that doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah.
Not quite right.
A little weird.
Yeah.
With Anna Nicole Smith and that old guy.
Yeah.
That was weird. People looked at that and said, what the hell's going on there?
They look at all these as weird.
Mm-hmm.
They look at all the teachers sleeping with young men as weird.
Yep.
So that's where I don't know where
well,
he gets
Well, some of them
it.
Look at that as crimes, but yeah, that's...
As they should.
Right.
As they should. So
more than weird, but yeah. By the way, there's one more odds and ends here. Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports.
Yep.
He put out a video. It was him and the Big Cat... And they were talking about NIL deals, and Portnoy says that he will give Michigan a top 10 quarterback every year with NIL. They'll give him a big offer. They'll find out who they're scouting, who they like, who they're targeting, and make him some big, crazy NIL offer.
So like $1 million a year. I think to get in the top 10, because I think Shador, your guy, is making like $5 million.
Okay.
Then I think both Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers are both in like the $2 million range. To get in the top 10, if you pony up $1 million a year, he's basically saying he's willing to subsidize the quarterback position at the University of Michigan for $1 million or $1 million plus a year.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's just what like the that's what you're going to see above the table.
Yeah,
you know, whatever happens under the table with them at Barstool is a whole different thing. But the NCAA,
do you like this?
The NCAA has no way of stopping it, and part of me likes it just because bleep them, they've screwed this up so bad over the years that they kind of deserve this in a way.
And don't you think this has always been going like?
I wish it was my school doing it and not Michigan, but whatever.
But your school is doing it.
I know they are, but Deion's
he's
gonna
making
leave.
$5 million.
Deion's out of there as soon as his kids
should
graduate or graduate or get drafted or whatever it is, and then you're right back to just being the lousy old Buffaloes again. So if you had a Dave Portnoy who from Colorado, I don't even know
you
who that
probably
would be.
Do.
Yeah, maybe
like remember T Boone. Pickens at Oklahoma State. Every one of the schools
they all
has some
boosters.
Billionaire.
That's true. Everybody should do it. Yeah.
Like BC has the Pope, according to Edelman. He's willing to pony up money to get them a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like I actually don't have a problem with it as long as in the end it's all above board. We talked about Sluka yesterday. That's where it goes south. It's like, oh, there's a promises made and then the payments aren't made and it almost becomes like the mob or something. It becomes the shady. If it's all above board. And every year there's basically $1 million offer for a quarterback to go to Michigan.
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
An outside piece of money is paying for it, like an outside influencer. Like,
is there a cap? Is there a cap to the NILs? There has to be, right?
Well, not. I mean, that varies. By
is it really
state.
Just the Wild West?
It's
right
It's still
then.
Kind of the way. It's by state. It's mostly. That's why Quinn Ewers went to Ohio State, collected $1 million because he was too young to collect
right.
it in Texas. Then once he became 18, transferred to Texas to make $2 million. He made $1 million in Ohio for doing nothing.
It's a brave new world, is it not?
Good for these kids.
I think so, too. Good for them. Make that money.
Unlike Adam Jones, I'm on the side of the kid to make money and take advantage of the system.
Football, in professional and college football, make all the money you possibly can. That's what I say. And who cares what other people think
Because you can get hurt
it.
There.
Yeah, no
Just
kidding.
Just like you can in the pros. It can be over at any time. And if you're a star, and we all know, everybody...
And we'll never know your name. At least if you're in the NFL, people know you a little bit.
Right.
You get hurt in college like that, no one ever knows
But even in college, the QB is the draw.
Yeah.
All we ever talk about is, Quinn Ewers, a Carson Beck, a Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. Like, we follow these QBs forever, towards the draft, we get all worked up over it. It's the coach, and it's the quarterback. Well, all the coaches are making $10 million a
yep.
year, right?
Sure are.
So why shouldn't the quarterback?
And they have been all along. That's the other thing.
The quarterback, and the quarterback is the one that all the boosters are going to rip, and people are going to be, like, bitching about him on the radio, right? In those places, like
Pretty
down
much.
South.
Yeah.
So take the money.
Yeah.
and run.
Take the money. And Chris Curtis, if you want to start the same kind of fund for BC, I think that would be very nice.
I'd take it.
Yeah, go for it.
And I'm sure Billy O would be very appreciative.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. And whoever the future quarterback of the team probably would be too.